Welcome to The Counter, a podcast where two 40-something-year-old brothers discuss growing up in Los Angeles, navigating married life, fatherhood, and the need for men to increase masculinity in the world today. Each episode is a blend of laughter, wisdom, and a glimpse into the unique perspectives that come with a few decades of experience. Stay tuned for heartfelt anecdotes, unexpected turns, and the timeless charm of a brotherhood that has weathered the years. So come on in and grab your seat at The Counter.
Benny Hanna's. Wait, he watched him? What do you mean watch him? What did he say? It's Mitch Hedberg?
Yeah, Mitch Hedberg, yeah. Does a bit about Benny Hanna to go. And he's got to, you got to ask him, like, did you watch him? Did he do the thing?
The onion volcano stack?
Yeah. Did he
put the shrimp tails into his hat?
You put the rice in the shape of a heart and then put the spatula below and it's like a beating heart.
Oh, God. Nice. Good one. Yeah. Classy.
That one's for the ladies.
Oh, yeah. That's a Valentine's Day special. I'm like, no, it's just my sister. We're just here on a lunch break.
Yeah. We had this 2-for-1 coupon. Didn't want to go to waste.
Oh, dude. Like Acapulco back in the day.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. 2-for-1 dinners and a 99-cent margarita.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah. You get cheap buzz on crappy tequila and a stomach ache. Hey, when you're broke, it's not a bad gig. Cut that coupon out. Keep that bitch.
two things I haven't used in forever. A coupon or gone to an Acapulco.
Yeah. They got to exist. We should look that up.
Let me look. Okay. Yeah.
There's got to be one.
Yeah, I'm sure there are.
Where was the one we used to go to? There was one in Glendale and one in Pasadena. Oh, wait.
Yeah, there was one in Pasadena. I think it became an El Torito or something, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the one in Glendale is still there. Shows Acapulco restaurant and cantina.
Yeah.
Oof. Makes it classic.
You gotta do the next show live from there.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Did you hear the fajitas going by? So impressed.
Yeah.
Cool. Sizzling. All right, so this is episode 4.
That's right.
Cuatro. Since we're talking about Acapulco.
That's right.
Very awesome. So I think first off, we should thank our listeners because there's actually people listening to us. Cause I don't think it's us downloading it as many times as I've seen it downloaded, even though to stack the numbers, I just keep pushing it. Like I'm listening to it myself, but
yeah,
there's no way. So I wanted to thank our listeners. And I also want to tell them to give us a little grace because we're still feeling our way through this whole process. And I think we'll make it better. It's like that first time maybe when we had the music conversation where you're talking about starting out when you're in seventh grade and now look at you now. You're all grown up and how much time that takes. So we're asking for some grace period, but hopefully you like what you hear so far. But thank you for everybody who has downloaded. And we're just going to keep plugging along and see if we can keep ramping this thing up.
Yeah, man, absolutely. I don't know. I'm sure you've listened to portions of it. I certainly haven't listened back to full episodes or whatever, but it's very illuminating listening to it. And yeah, ask for some grace, I suppose. But as with anything, when you first start doing something, it feels pretty awkward and, you know, you're not very good at it. But I think I've definitely taken some personal notes on the certain segments that I've listened to, and hopefully I implement them and things can continue to move forward.
Perfect. Yeah. I mean, I put it out there on Facebook under my own personal thing, just because we haven't created a Facebook thing. And I think we'd get more reaction anyway if we said it was coming from us in our own personal thing, because people, you know, you already have those connections with people. And then, so we've gotten good, cool feedback. You know, people have said they're excited about it and it's cool. And I don't know if the whole brother thing is what makes it, you know, work, or the fact that we're these topics that we're talking about. But we appreciate the comments and the downloads, and we'll keep pestering you with posting things when shows are coming out to help you make it more visible. But thank you to everybody. That's all I wanted to say about that.
Yeah, but, absolutely. Thank you.
Pretty awesome. Pretty awesome. So, speaking of which, we started doing well, and then somehow I screwed the pooch. And I think it had to do with downloading. So obviously, we're doing this remotely, because if we were to try to get together with our schedules, the show would happen maybe 3 times a year. One being Christmas Day. Or Christmas Eve, I should say.
But, yeah, Christmas Eve.
Yeah. But that's the cool thing about technology, is this is allowing us to do that. So somehow, the last part of my story I was talking about, I even prefaced it at the beginning of episode 3, how it was screwed up. It wasn't a great story anyway, but I just wanted to finish it because I hate leaving loose ends. And it was regarding the football pool at work. The one guy that created the whole thing, that was so gung-ho about us doing it, is actually the one who lost. And the loser, this is what he came up with. So he already fisted himself. The loser said we had to cook 10 desserts. Homemade, can't be brownies out of a box or whatever like that. And it's at a firehouse, and I have 8 people there with us. And we all have to vote on if we like it or not. So the old thumbs up, thumb down vote. And so far, he's completed 5. And
wow.
Last one, shot down. He made brownies from scratch, like cocoa and flour. I wasn't watching everything. Brownies, ice cream, didn't make the ice cream. So maybe that's why people got frustrated. And chocolate syrup that he made, or fudge or whatever, it was somewhere in between that. And I thought it was good. It was fine for the effort that was put in. But it was definitely bitter, that chocolate bitter, and a little salty. But
right.
I don't know. Anyways, he got shit canned, so that one didn't count.
Man, that is a brutal room there.
Well, yeah. I'm like, well, that sucks. But I think it's also a pushback on him, just to make him, keep him humble.
Yeah. What,
anyways,
of the other 4 that he had already made, were those positive reactions on those?
Yeah. He made funnel cake, and I think everybody let him pass that one on just the fact that he tried something, but it sucked balls. It was terrible. It was like an overcooked hard pancake with some strawberry stuff that he made with whipped cream. I'm like, this sucks. It doesn't taste like you're at Knott's Berry Farm. You know,
That's immediately what I thought of was Knott's Scary Farm, actually.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah. We got to talk about that one day.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe seasonally we'll talk about certain things.
Oh, yeah.
What are we coming up with? Oh. When we talk about this other thing, we can talk about the season coming up. And, oh, yeah, let me write it down because I'll forget. Anyways, so enough about that conversation. It was funny. We still got a ways to go. Supposedly he's holding the banger out. The last one for us is his mom's cheesecake recipe. So it better be good, because I love cheesecake.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Great. That's fun.
Good story.
Anyways, yeah.
I had to finish it up.
No, I think actually I'm going to be sitting on the edge of my seat waiting to see how that one finishes up.
Yeah, because you're not going to be busy soon.
Yeah, not at all.
When you're up at 2 in the morning trying to get a little one back to sleep, you'll be worrying about what I'm having for dessert.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
Be like, please have a conversation with me.
Yeah, I'm tired of watching tele-network commercials or whatever these shitty programs are at night. Yeah, you'll see. Anyways, since we're in that subject, how about we just get an update?
Update?
Yeah, I'll give you an update. So, you know, instead of dropping a bomb and saying, here, handle this. What I mean is countdown time. I mean, we're how many? I don't want to put you on the spot, but
yeah,
within the month window.
Yeah. So yeah, basically within a month, right around a month. I think the date at this point is April 1st. So pretty much a month away.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah. So things are, you were showing me pictures earlier or showing me on your phone that you got the room somewhat together.
Yep. Got the nursery together, got the crib situated. Although I think with the way things go, we probably won't use the crib for the first several months anyway, but correct, it's there. It is now holding an amazing amount of things that we've received, just completely filled to the brim with diapers and toys and all kinds of stuff. We have incredibly generous family and friends, and it's really amazing to see that.
Awesome.
Yeah, cool. It's really.
Yeah. You were telling me earlier in that pre-show, you had to sell some drum equipment. Now, was that to make room out of necessity or just something you needed to get off your plate anyway?
Yeah, it was something I was thinking about doing anyway, selling the electronic drum set, which I used just to practice at home. I didn't really utilize many of the functions of it. I just kind of used it as like a practice tool, but it has all of, you know, it's electronic and you can do a bunch of recording and things with it. So I didn't really utilize those things. Also wanted to free up a little bit of space so we could move one of the desks from the office in the area that it occupied and set up the nursery in the office.
Oh, so, right on.
Perfect. Yeah, so it made sense logistically, but it was just kind of funny seeing the spot where my drums were, and now there's a bunch of baby stuff there. It's like, oh, this is the life cycle we're at, you know?
You come downstairs and you're like, whose house am I in?
Yeah, seriously.
Yikes.
We recently got a new couch and a new rug for the living room.
Oh.
Yeah, the last couple of days I walked through the door. It's like, wrong number.
Yeah, sorry about that. What's for dinner?
Yeah.
Oh, that
smells
cool.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So some new furniture, baby furniture and adult furniture.
That's right. Yeah.
Cool. We're adult stuff. You're adulting.
Adulting. Yeah.
Wait, can you see that?
Yeah. Right.
Cool. So month out or so, you got things set up pretty well. Mm-hmm. It could happen tomorrow and you'd be all right. Right. You know, I mean, there's nothing major you're missing.
Well, I'd be concerned that I didn't have a car seat in the car.
Oh, but, minor detail.
Yeah, minor detail.
Okay, so car seat still got to get.
Still got it. Yeah, we have one. I just need to install it.
Oh, okay.
So we're good there. I've got to get the go bag together.
Oh, yeah.
You know, is there, along that topic, are there any, I know it's been a few years, but are there any go-tos that you'd suggest that must-haves that need to go in there?
Jack Daniels.
All right.
No, I'm just kidding. No. Toothbrush for you?
Yep.
Wait, for you or her?
Yeah, keep it for me. I know all of the lists that you find in books and online or whatever, it's all for the mother. It's all for the birthing person.
Correct. Yes. You know, get it straight, will you?
Yeah. The partner, i.e. the dad, maybe gets overlooked in that department sometimes. So
is life.
Just the beginning.
Yeah.
That's just the beginning, fella.
Uh-huh. Congratulations. You're now on the back even farther burner.
Yeah.
Right. No, not really. I've talked about this, right? You got to keep your relationship primary, numero uno.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we have kids thing can kind of create a wedge. There's a fine balance, I should say. We talked about that earlier, but yeah. Anyways, for you, man, it's just whatever you're going to be comfortable with. Dude, all I need is a light blanket, a toothbrush, and a little travel pillow. And I'm just going to be chilling at the hospital.
Yeah, that's pretty much how I am. I'll you know, it you're tired enough, you can pretty much crash anywhere. But
yeah,
I mean, I assume phone chargers and maybe a book or two or whatever.
100%. Yep, that would be a good idea.
Nothing super major.
Yeah, it's because you're gonna feel, at least I felt this way, like you're not doing anything. And you're looking at a person who's doing something tremendous. You're like, dude, they're pushing out another person.
Right.
You know, it's like, what the hell am I doing?
Yeah.
You need another pillow, rub your back. Because we have no idea what that's like, and we'll never be able to tell what that's like.
Right.
So you just, yeah. Yeah.
Do you,
comfortable.
Okay. Yeah. Along those lines, do you remember doing anything specific, like preparing for, like, okay, I know when I'm in the situation, I'm going to, you know, say X, Y, Z, this is how I'm going to react? Or was it all just kind of intuitive? You know, it's your partner, so you know how to relate, you know what things work and what, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, you're just very focused. Like, everything else is going to go out the window.
Yeah.
Like, it could be raining cats and dogs outside, or, you know, I don't know, something. You're just not even worried about the outside environment. Mm. You're focused on this one big major event, because who knows how many times you have a shot at seeing it and being exposed to it and, yeah, reminiscing, or, you know, cutting the umbilical cord, holding your baby for the first, you know, all that stuff. Stay in the moment. There's my answer.
Yeah.
Stay in the moment. A lot of staying in the moment I've learned as a parent, because I had a hard time staying in the moment as a kid. I don't know if most people have that.
I do. Yeah. Definitely. I've got a problem with that.
Yeah. I wonder if that's a common thing for most people. Like, you're so busy rushing to the next thing or preparing for the next thing that you're not enjoying the journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's a pretty common thing that people talk about.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why people recommend, like, meditating and doing these other things in order to help stay in the moment. I don't know. I've never been very successful at, like, meditating or anything. Have you ever done that?
Nah. I try to just find a place, like this evening. I had 5 minutes to myself before the girls got home. I was cooking a little food and everything and stuff, but I was sitting outside, staring at the view for like 5 minutes, just as a reset button for myself. One, because I knew we were coming to do this show, but I don't need a reset button to do this. I just need end of the day reset button. Like, we can't go 100 miles an hour and then try to go to bed and we wonder why we sleep like crap. Plus looking at your phone and all that other stuff. So, staying in the moment is also fighting against your phone, right? Like, that's, we're all in different situations with the phone right now, in different situations of life, and how much this electronic device can control you, or you let it control you. I mean, there's definitely a time and place for it. And I think it's entertaining. I think you need it for technology. It's, you know, it's not the end of the world if we all got rid of our phones, but it can be a distraction. And you're going to see how things that you thought were important, even at this age in life, aren't going to be. I don't have specific examples because it's specific to you guys, but, you know, because you're in charge of somebody else now for a long time that can't do anything for themselves.
Right. Do you, along the lines of the phone thing, do you find yourself either checking email or checking Facebook, Instagram, whatever, those sorts of things? Is that like a regular thing when you reach for your phone, you turn it on and check it? Or do you have enough discipline to say, I'm going to check these things at these specific points of the day and leave it at that? Or is it just kind of a relentless checking?
I don't have, like, I don't turn on my email notifications. I don't, for work or home. It's more of text messages, like if somebody texts me. But text groups that I'm in that are kind of not important, that need to get, it's just basically a group of people screwing around or doing whatever, I silence those. I've done that for a couple years now.
Okay.
Because it's a distraction. And you know, I have different ringtones for different people, different text message ringtones and cell phones. So I know if my, I don't keep my phone on me all the time. So I can hear it across the room. If it's somebody, I know whose specific ringtone it is. And then, but yeah, it almost does that, right? Like you go, oh, somebody texts me, but let me check and see who's doing what on Facebook or who's doing what on Instagram.
Right.
Yeah, no, I'm guilty of that for sure. But I don't spend a lot of time on it. I just kind of look and go, all right, cool. Little reset, little fantasy land trip, and then out.
Yeah, I wonder if like actually allocating a certain time and a time limit would be, I mean, would that be difficult to do? Or like anything else, you just get into the habit and that becomes the way you do things?
Yeah, I do think it's important to connect with people. Like you don't need to see all this bull crap on Facebook and just heated shit like politics and everything else that is just there to stir you up. I try to stay away from all that. And I don't follow certain things for a reason.
Right.
But I do think it's cool to see other people's lives and stories. And we probably should, right? Because a lot of times people post things and some people comment and some don't. You have those like religious people that religiously comment, I should say, not religious people. They religiously comment and other people are just like, thumbs up or I liked it. That's cool. I almost feel like you need to set a timer, say 30 minutes, and you're like, I'm just going to, whatever I scroll through, and my timer goes off, I'm done. I'll look at Facebook for 15 or 20, 30 minutes, comment on as many people's stuff as I can. That's my little reset button for the day. Or find that thing that you want to do. You know, whatever it is, Instagram, or you want to just see something funny just to lighten the mood. I don't know.
Yeah.
Time frame. That makes sense. Time frame, like you said, is the biggest thing, setting a time. Otherwise, you're watching 2 hours of people getting bit by snakes or some shit.
Well, in addition to like certain ads that I get on Instagram, like I get a lot of ads for clothing, like jackets, you know, like leather jackets or trucker jackets or whatever. When I don't get those, I get just a massive amount of dog videos and they're all really funny. And, you know, there's like multiple videos on different posts, you know, and like, you get so caught up watching those things and then you forward it to someone like, oh, check this out.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, man, what a time suck this can be.
Yeah. But like you said, if you're aware of the time that you're allocating to it, I think it's still entertainment. It's fun, but yeah, sure. If you're like, an hour of watching dog videos and you're like, holy hell, an hour's gone by, you know, or you're doing it at 2 a.m. and you're keeping yourself awake, then
maybe not that. Yeah.
That's cool. All right. So you're getting close. You're getting things wrapped up. You're aware of things and doing things. And then, you know, at the same time, just like I said, enjoy the moment, enjoy the time. Take it all in.
Yeah.
It's a good experience.
I was falling asleep the other night, and you know that when you start to fall asleep, sometimes you have like a little daydream that kicks in there where you're not quite asleep yet.
Yeah.
But just maybe like an image or something that kind of startles you. I had this image of me holding a newborn and like a panic of like, holy shit, I've never done that before. I've never held, I don't even know how to do that.
Right.
Like, I don't think I held either Reagan or Riley when they were newborns. I think I was too afraid. Like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's like fragile.
I need to practice with with something, I guess.
Yeah. Swaddling.
You carry.
It's gonna be a big thing.
I got to carry around an egg in a strawberry container like in high school.
Yeah. And then leave it at home on the last day like I did, like an idiot. I carried that thing the whole week, and I forgot to take it on Friday. Damn it. So pissed.
I wonder if that's a thing. I'm sure some people remember this, like, oh, you got to carry around this egg for a week because of health class or whatever it was.
Yeah, but do you think it was so that people wouldn't have sex in school? It'd scare the crap out of you that you're going to have to carry this around.
You're going to have to stuff Kleenex in a strawberry container.
Yeah.
Or whatever it was.
Yeah. We can't tell them not to do it, but if we make them carry around an egg, maybe they'll be too scared to do it.
Where was the logic there?
I don't know. I don't know if it worked too well.
So weird.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Good times. Yeah, I can't believe, I still remember that. I forgot that, so I didn't get a grade for that. Great. What a waste. Oh, dude. Oh, what am I looking at here? Oh, God. You know, speaking of that time frame in our life.
Yes.
Two things. One, I go to this appointment every couple of weeks on our side of, or anyways, where we live, Santa Clarita. And sometimes I get there early and it's a pain in the ass to go in this building and use the restroom. So I have to go into the Smart and Final across the street, pretend like I'm looking for something. You feel weird just using their restroom, but you're like, look at some hash browns over here in the freezer. Oh, no, I'm not really going to buy anything. I'm just going to leave.
Animal cookie. That seems like a good deal.
Oh, that is. That's a good deal. Oh, I just don't need them today. Yeah. Anyways, I always set myself up for that one.
Right.
Because you got to go get the key in this building, and it's like, dude, I'm just going to walk in here. But partially the reason I do it is because we have a legit old school, like Time Warp video store right next to this Spartan Final. And it's called Video Depot. There's posters of movies on the exterior. I found myself standing in front of it today for like 5 minutes. Just feeling like, I'm like, wait, this is cool. I want to remember. And I'm trying to figure out like, how can this be their whole business? And then I look and they have mailboxes and they do notary and passport photos. But then it's also a video store. And I'm like, who?
Like DVD.
Yeah. It was closed. Like I would have gone in for sure. I would have gone in, but it was closed. So I need to make my appointment for this place I go to. I need to make it later in the day so I can, one, use the Smart and Final restroom again and then walk over to the Video Depot and just walk
Maybe
in.
You can use the Video Depot bathroom.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. But this is what made me laugh. So I was standing outside the place for like 5 minutes, just looking at it and taking it in and reminiscing about Video 808 there in Eagle Rock. How we used to go to that, right? It was before Blockbuster was a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
These independent video stores that you're like, you had to get there right away and fight people for the couple copies of, I don't know, whatever movie you're looking for.
Batman or something.
For sure. And then you're like mad when they didn't have it or whatever. You just, okay, we'll watch this instead. For some reason, it took forever to decide.
You see the case on the shelf and you go, oh, there it is. And then you pick it up and you're like, oh, the movie's not behind it.
Yeah, it's empty. Wah, wah, wah. That's all you hear. Yeah, so I thought of that. And then I was thinking... Remember at that place, that Video 808 place, there was the back room?
Oh, yeah, with the beaded entry.
And how we did everything we could to kind of like look through the beads to be like, what's back here? We knew what was back there, but there's no way we're going to walk back.
Yeah, right. Oh, man.
What is back here? Is there a restroom? Oh, no. No, no, no.
Yeah.
It's the adult section. No.
Adult movie section.
Oh, dude, it made me laugh because I'm like, oh, how much I can hear the beads clanging around and like some weirdo coming out of the back with a t-shirt that doesn't fit quite well. It's like
sunglasses on, just kind of skulking out of there, you know?
Yeah. Hey, is that so-and-so? No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that one of the teachers from the high school?
Oh, damn. It probably was.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I've seen that one. How was that video? Was it good?
Yeah. That's so fun. I wonder if that, the Video Depot place you're talking about, I wonder if they have a section like that.
I'm going to go in there and I'll report back. I want to know.
All right.
I mean, why would you when you can get it free on your phone now, but. Some people like retro. I mean, retro classics.
Yeah. Retro is a thing. Yeah.
And if they had VHS copies, it'd be even better.
Oh, yeah. You just have to find a VCR.
Yeah, be kind. Rewind.
Rewind.
So, that made me laugh because I kept thinking about the video store and then the donut shop and the haircut place.
Nice.
Oh, hot cuts.
Hot cuts.
H-A-U-T-E cuts.
Hot cuts.
Hot cuts.
Hoot cuts.
Hoot? Hoot nanny? Yeah, it's just funny. You think of all those stores. And what made me partially think about it, too, was where we're at. So I'm trying to go, how does a place like this Video Depot place stay in business when you have Best Buy? I don't know if you've seen this. Just a couple of days ago, I saw a thing that said Best Buy will no longer sell Blu-rays, DVDs, or CDs. They're not even going to have that as an option in their store anymore.
Huh.
I kind of get it based on the time, right? I mean, we don't need to talk about music stuff that you do now, but eventually we will for sure. You're in that industry, and how do you get your product out there? Is it all digital? And you can see,
No, it's all streaming. Yeah, there's nobody does physical copies anymore. The only people that really do it are the ones that'll print vinyl, and then you just order from the website or whatever. Wow. But I don't think people bring CDs to shows anymore. Yeah, it's all streaming or Apple Music, or most of the time it's like Spotify.
Yeah,
you don't even pay for the. I mean, you pay a subscription, but you're not paying for the directly to the artist or anything.
That's crazy.
But how does that work? And I guess the same thing with movies is you have like a Fire Stick or Amazon Prime Video or whatever it is, and you get the movies that way. So why carry Blu-rays or DVDs, right? Yeah.
No, I mean, over the weekend we went camping and we have DVD Blu-ray collection that stays in the motorhome because we have a CD player, a DVD player in there because that's the motorhome's 10 years old, so it's got a little bit older technology, but it's still workable. So I don't need them at the house. We put them in the motorhome. So I'm going to see how long we can hold on to it. It just was funny seeing that a place like Best Buy how much of their store do you think was covered by CDs, DVDs, and that? I mean, it's shrunk over the past few years. I mean, dude, I remember.
But it used to be massive, though.
Dude, how much did we love going to the warehouse? The warehouse, right? The music place.
Yeah, absolutely. Dude. I love that part. God. Later it was Tower Records. Yeah. And I felt like that was like my second home.
Yeah.
They had those like listening stations where they had like six albums or whatever. And you could just kind of take a sampling of it, rifle through all the discs. And man, it was such a fun like afternoon.
Yeah.
But where do you have that experience anymore? I guess, independent and record shops or whatever. And well, before you could have gone to Best Buy, but where does that exist anymore?
I don't know. I don't feel like giving up my CD stuff necessarily, but I won't ever use it. I mean, my car has a CD player, but unless I just want to go down nostalgia lane and put one in there, I'm streaming like everybody else.
Right. You know?
So.
Yeah. It's amazing. I had, I've moved a few times in my life, like everybody else. But when I was younger and had the massive CD collection, it would be like those white file boxes, that are for like 8x10 sheets of paper or whatever. And you they're maybe like 2 foot by 18 inches or something. I mean, I had like 6-7 boxes filled with CDs, just the collection over the years. And it's like, man, what am I going to do with these? And now that same collection fits on my phone.
Nuts.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Remember the rotating or spinning CD towers that were like almost as tall as a person? You have that in your living room, probably displayed by the TV or something.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, dude. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I used to proudly display all my CDs, I'd either have them alphabetized or, you know, by genre or whatever. And now it's like, ugh, I wouldn't want to have to deal with that anymore. Just minimalist, keep it digital and small.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Gee, these aren't organized alphabetically. No.
Yeah.
Nope. Chronologically. Remember that? Have you seen that movie High Fidelity?
Oh yeah.
Top five records. But when he takes his whole stack down and he has to remember how he got to a certain record chronologically.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, good Jack Black movie too.
Yeah, no, he was great in that.
I might have to go back and revisit that one.
Yep.
Oh man. So
what's your name? The Kinky Wizard.
That is a classic, man. Oh, I don't want to get off on too much of a tangent, but since we opened the door slightly, here's something I literally just finished yesterday. I've never seen this movie before, but I just finished it. I've been watching in segments because that's kind of like, you know, I can't sit through a whole movie sometimes if I'm at work, or I like to break them up, actually. It's kind of like books on tape, but you watch a movie broken up.
It's like an episode or whatever. It's like 45-minute show. It's
cool.
Yeah.
So I've been going through and trying to look at movies that I've always wanted to watch but never have, and there's a ton of them that are 80s, 90s, whatever, mostly 90s. Here's one that you probably saw, but I've never seen it, and I was impressed by it. And I don't think that if I saw it when it came out, I would have reacted the same way I do just 25 years later from this movie.
Huh.
You seen the movie Good Will Hunting?
I haven't, actually.
Okay. Neither did I. Check it out. You got it.
It's okay.
You can find it. I think I had it on Max or HBO Max, whatever it's on there. But ask Jenny if she's seen it, because she may have a different perspective, but
I'm sure she's a film buff. So I'm sure. Is that Matt Damon?
Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, Robin Williams, Minnie Driver.
Really?
And Ben Affleck, drawing a blank right now, but his brother's in it. But I mean, those guys wrote it. And you look at their age when they wrote it and the story. Plus, the biggest thing is you realize how great of an actor Robin Williams was. Look at it and you're like, dude. All the multiple movies I've seen with him, but that one, you almost had to watch. Like, I don't think I would have appreciated it in 97 being 21, 22, even though that's the age that these guys are. That's what they are in the movie. I don't think you comprehend it until you're like our age now and you watch it and you're going, dude, the messages that are in there, it was worth stopping and watching it so you could just, absorb it. Anyways, I was impressed.
Huh.
Other people are probably going, thanks for being behind the eight ball 25 years later. But dude, I was pretty impressed.
Well, dude, I haven't seen it either, but I will check it out.
Go to Video Depot. They probably have it.
All right, cool. Is that behind the beads?
Oh, or? No, this one's okay. It's acceptable, but it's in the front. Some language.
Right. Fair enough.
But, you know, just kidding.
Yeah.
It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it takes place in at a university, maybe? Is that right?
MIT. It's supposed to, because it's set in Boston. So the background of it being Boston, you've been there? Yeah.
Yep.
Boston's crazy. Like, it's so cool with the history. And I thought it was going to be a lot bigger than it is, but it's a lot smaller than you would think it is. It's no New York.
Yeah.
But
the
city itself plays such a big backdrop in that movie. If you've been there, you can kind of appreciate it more. But anyways, the background, the characters, the story, and the actors. I don't know. I was pretty impressed.
Huh.
Worth a look.
Cool, man. I'll check it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did a quick search, population of Boston. Any idea?
No, I'm just guessing, but I'll say 5 million.
No, okay, way smaller. So I figured, okay. I guess this is probably the city of, I don't know if it's surrounding areas, but 650,000.
See? It is, okay. Wow, I was way off.
Pretty
I was
small.
Thinking density and population consistent throughout the city, but
yeah.
I wonder what square miles
are. Yeah, I guess it has an area of 48.4 square
That's
miles.
It?
48.4 square miles.
The city of Boston.
Yep.
Dude, Glendale's 30.
30 yeah. square miles? Huh. Yeah, man, it's small.
Damn. That's crazier than I thought.
Yeah.
Mind blown again.
Yeah.
Well, it helps you to kind of guess then geographically understand how LA is built versus a place like Boston or New York.
Yeah, right. We've got the county of Los Angeles has got 10 million people.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
Right. With the city of LA being in the middle with like four and a half, something like that.
Yeah, right.
Speaking of which, dude, because we've done this podcast and we're talking about LA, my phone listens to you, right? Your phone listens to you. Speaking of Instagram okay. feeds, I keep getting all these LA Instagram feeds, LA inspired, which I'm like, dude, this is perfect because it's going to help us bring up certain things. One of them is drone shots of LA. Dude, it's freaking awesome watching it. I mean, the one specific, there's got to be multiple. I just saw this one, but it was shit. This will bring up a bad memory, actually. I just thought of it. Maybe I shouldn't even bring it up to you.
It's all right.
You know, you do know this piece because you had a shitty night that night. The piece of the 110 North Freeway transition to the 5.
Oh, yeah.
There was a drone shot of what the 110, and when you make that turn from the 110 North to the 5 North, what it looks like from a drone shot. I never realized how... You're in the tunnel, so you're in the tunnel underneath. But, you know, you don't ever see the hill that you're actually under. Dude, the drone shot, I'll send it to you, but you'll probably be like, oh, damn it, that was a horrible night.
Yeah, I mean, there really wasn't any nothing really happened.
No,
to me.
I know, that's what I mean. That's what sucks.
Fortunately, yeah. but, yeah. you know... Can't say the same for the person who happened to have been
Damn
driving,
it.
But yeah.
Anyways, I just thought about it. That was a bad timing, but it's definitely worth seeing that type of thing, especially with the love of like LA and all that stuff. And
yeah,
it was just crazy seeing like when you see shots of certain things, and as the drone comes up and you're looking at that freeway, it shoots back down towards downtown LA. It's like, God, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and like Dodger Stadium is right up there. Right,
so. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'll have to check those out.
But when we're talking about that movie, and then I wrote this down because I was remembering what it was like, time of the year. We're talking about 90s things. I remember the video stores and strip malls were like a big 90s, 80s thing. And earlier, right. but they seemed to explode somehow. 80s, 90s, maybe I'm way off, but it just seemed like there was a strip mall being put everywhere. And that's where everything was put together. But nothing conquers the big mall, right? Like, wait, I mean, we still have a big mall right now in Santa Clarita, and it kind of has up and down, and people have different opinions of it. But every time I go through Eagle Rock, I got to drive by the mall, but it's completely different from when we grew up. It just looks different. Like, just the fact that there's a huge-ass Target there doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't fit in my memory banks of saying like, really? There's a Target at the mall? Because that was...
It basically occupies like a... It's like a department store, right?
What was on the front? Was it Robinson's May, JCPenney, Sears?
Yeah. Montgomery Ward or something.
Montgomery Ward. Dude, nice. Nice pull. Probably one of the first ones to go down.
Yeah,
monkey
words.
Yeah. Oh God. Yeah.
Did that mall never had a Sears in it, right?
I want to say yes.
Oh no, there was a Sears.
No,
there?
Wait. Wasn't the Sears across the street because of the auto business was on the exterior?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it was like Sears Tire Center or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, dude. It's so crazy. But then you start thinking of all the things that go on in a mall. Like, not a current one. Because the current ones are kind of weird. Like, I mean, they're still kind of the same.
I feel like I haven't been to a mall in quite a few years. Yeah. But I feel like we used to go to them all the time.
Because it had everything.
It was like, no, it had everything. Yeah. And it wasn't just, you know, you could just go there and kill some time. You didn't have to even go there to shop for something specific.
No. Right.
You know, because it had an arcade and it had a movie theater, plenty of food choices, you know?
Yeah. And then you had to do your photos with Santa. And what was making me laugh was we're going to be in that time window, but it's not going to happen this year, I don't think. No. She won't even, this year is off. No, there's no way it's happening this year. But I was thinking taking the little one to see the Easter Bunny for the first time, but you'll basically just miss it probably. Or, you know, there's no way you're going to take a newborn to that. So, no. So this will be next year, but it reminded me of that.
Yeah. Easter's early this year. It's in March.
It's the 31st, I think.
Yeah, something like that.
But it made me think of it because I'm like, oh, what? No, wait, you don't want to see the Easter Bunny.
guard for life.
Yeah. But I was trying to think of it.
I know that. I know it. As kids, we I definitely remember seeing photos of us with Santa, but I don't think we ever did any like Easter Bunny stuff.
There might be one or two, and then it kind of fizzled out.
You know what I do remember is going to the zoo and meeting the Easter Bunny at some point.
I'm getting it confused with. That makes sense.
The LA Zoo for some Easter thing. Yeah.
I think that's what it is because then we knew that was going to happen. So we kind of stayed away from the mall imposter.
How often do you guys go to the mall now?
I mean, I work right next to it now, the Valencia one. And we'll get calls in there occasionally, but to actually go there, when the kids were small, I would take them in the stroller. It was just something to do. And then you let them play on the germ petri dish playground area just so you can get out and feel like a normal person and get out of the haze and be like, oh, this isn't a Twilight Zone where it's just me and all of human life escaped or was obliterated. People. Yeah. You'll get good at walks, you know, going on walks, pushing the stroller.
Oh, nice. Yeah. We're definitely walkers already. That's awesome. So that'll fit right into the lifestyle.
No, I don't go to the mall much, but it made me think of all the stores that were part of our experience. And I was like, dude, I know if we started talking about one, we're going to keep it going, but I don't know. What's the number one?
Do you have a, I was going to say, do you have a favorite that you remember?
Oh, well, I always thought they're still around. Spencer's.
Spencer's Gifts.
It's always super edgy.
They're still around?
Valencia Mall. It's still the same shit. Black light and posters and
posters and like whoopee cushions. Yeah,
but it has like weird sex things too. Remember, it started getting a little weird, but like a crazy exotic store or something. Just like this weird,
but like phallic handles and stuff.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah.
But anyways, I thought that was funny. But what's some other good ones? So let's say
I remember, like, obviously the bookstores were great. Yeah. Like B. Dalton booksellers.
Jesus. Yeah. The way they smell.
There's like Walden books and, you know, this sort of thing. But it's so cool because they had, like, you know, I feel like they had a good selection. But now thinking back, it's like those stores were probably pretty small compared to, like, a Barnes & Noble or something. Yeah. You know? You could get books there. You could, there were like board games, or like role playing games, like D&D stuff there
too. What was that store called that had all those?
D&D store?
Yeah, but I just remember the board game place like that, that for some reason, all I can think of in my head is like a king and queen chess symbol on it.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember what the hell it was called in that store, but I'll try to look it up. It'll be a tough one to dig out. There's no way I'm going to have dead air on here and try to figure it out, but...
What was it? What else did they? What else?
I want to say sell? It was that just hardcore like D&D stuff and the mini figurines and all that stuff that you would paint. You know, you'd paint the miniatures.
Yeah, right. Yeah, those pewter figurines or whatever.
God, I can't remember what it was called. I don't know, but I just think of other stores. Of course, Hickory Farms. We talked about the Oregon store. Oshman's
Sporting Goods. Yeah. Here's one I've mentioned before, maybe not here, but Miller's Outpost.
Yeah, dude, that was the best.
Miller's Outpost. And here's a trivia question. Like I'm sure you remember Miller's Outpost. Like I feel like in the 80s it had like a Western vibe, and there were like saloon doors on the walls.
It's a changing room. You're like, is this covering me?
But at some point, maybe like when grunge started becoming a thing, or like the kids style started changing and becoming cooler or whatever, Miller's Outpost rebranded and became like a completely different name. Do you remember what that was?
Anchor Blue.
Oh, there it is. Nice. Good pull. Anchor Blue. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think it lasted too long, right?
No, I don't. I think they rebranded as that. And then
now everybody wants,
probably folded a couple of years.
It wasn't Miller's Outpost. It was Levi. So, I mean, Levi's still around. And that's still a big thing. That was their biggest seller, I would say. But the Anchor Blue thing with the rayon shirts and everything, I think it kind of all got hung. But that was the polka dotted rayon, because I know I had one of those. Remember Acid Wash? Remember the one that the jeans, they like flicked the bleach on so it made it look like stars on your... Was that a good one? That was a good memory lane hit. Those were expensive as shit too, man.
Oh man. Who's idea?
I don't know, but I had a pair.
But they were big. Huge. Yeah. Oh man, that's good. I haven't thought about that in forever. I can just see a pair of those matched with a t-shirt with airbrushing on it something.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I still have? That shirt I have that I won't sell? Speaking of t-shirt, a very unique t-shirt that you had to put. It's very unique. You, by touching somebody's shirt, it would change colors.
Oh, yeah. I remember these.
What was that one?
That was Hypercolor.
I still have one, but it's not the, it's not the Grateful Dead looking shirt. It was the one where a dude had a suit on, and then when you put it on and you got warmed up, his like suit disappeared. He was wearing shorts and a tank top or something.
Interesting.
It was more subdued.
It was just the graphic, not the entire shirt.
Yeah. The entire shirt one was cool, but I think those, they didn't last as long or something.
I feel like I had one that was, the shirt was like either blue or purple. And then whenever you warmed up, it turned pink. Yeah.
Or somebody put their hand on you.
But right. But I mean, you wear it on like a summer day or whatever, you're always warm. So it just looks like you're walking around with a pink shirt on. It's like, I don't really want to, like, can't you change into a different color?
Seriously. Come on, man.
I totally remember those, and like, it makes me think of like all of the fashion things that people were into, like when we were kids, and like, as a kid, you just thought like, man, I want to be cool and wear that too. Like those shoes with the basketball on the tongue that like pumped up Reebok or whatever. Do you remember the Reebok pumps? Yeah. It's like, everybody had those, and I remember like, oh, I wanted a pair of those, but they were probably insanely expensive.
I remember Jordan 1s, the original Air Jordans, when they came out, not, you know, when they switched. It's like switching the model.
Right.
Remember? They were $100 then.
And that was in the 90s. No way.
So like right now as an adult, I go, hey, I could save my money, or I could buy one of those, buy some of those, just because now I can. $300 and $400. Right. I'm like,
man, for the current shoes?
For ones that look like the original ones. Like if I wanted to buy those Jordan shoes that look like they did when we were in high school, so you go back, they like retro made them or whatever. Those ones. No, yeah. And there's some other ones that are $500, $600, $700, $800. That's a whole other industry. If you haven't looked into that Nike shoe industry, dude, it's nuts.
Yeah, I've heard this like, oh, sneaker heads or whatever. And actually when we were in Hawaii in December, going through, you know, in Honolulu, you know, it's kind of like Vegas or any like big city where there's like every single designer has got a store there. But there was also a like a vintage sneaker shop, and it had all of these like old school shoes or whatever, and they were ridiculously expensive, like several hundred dollars for these things. Dude.
I'm trying to see what they, not the, what do they call these retro Jordans? The one that were like the black and white high top ones, not those. I'm talking about when they switched to that, that like mid calf looking shoe that came out.
It was red. It was like white and red, or
like those. You see that picture?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it was mostly white. But you're right. They look like, kind of like those ones, right? Yeah. So these ones just right here are $283. I'm like, God dang, that's ridiculous. But anyways,
$283.
Yeah, and that seems low to me. But hey, whatever. What do I know? Maybe they're fakes. Anyways, it doesn't really matter. It was just funny when I was thinking about like shoes and being at the mall. And remember they had the black pair.
So with the red Jordan logo.
I'm trying to see. Yeah.
Like the fun moment for a kid is that decision where you try on the shoes, they fit, you agree you're going to buy them, and the question, are you going to wear them out? It's like, oh yeah, I'm going to wear them out of the store.
Sweet. Check it out.
I'm going to put my old shoes in the bag.
In fact, you can keep them. Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, the kids wear Vans. Our kids have, you know, some Vans. And the Vans store wasn't in the mall. Remember it was on, Egrock Boulevard?
It was a completely separate store.
Next to the bakery.
Yeah, right.
Wasn't this a thing? I'm trying to remember. You bought Vans, and if it would cost more money if you wanted the tag on it. Do you remember this?
Oh. No, dude, I don't remember that.
For some reason, I remember that. Maybe I'm just making it up in my head. But I want to say it was like a buck or a couple bucks more to have the little tag on the sidewall that said Vans. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm making that up, but I just remember they were a big deal, but they were like the cheaper shoe. And now they're so expensive.
Yeah.
But they're still cool as shit. I still love the Vans too, though.
Yeah, I've always, I like them. I have a couple pairs even now, but I can't get over the fact that every time you wear them, they just cut the shit out of your heel. Every time.
Damn. Maybe some stronger heels.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just me or what, but every time I wear them, it's just like the heels just, you know, get scuffed up.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. God, what other, what were the restaurants that we used to go to in the malls?
Specifically that one?
Yeah, ours.
Yeah. Well, there was the cable car pizza place.
Awesome. What was there before pizza, that?
The Mexican.
Oh, yeah, what was that? Remember?
Casa Escobar.
What was cable car before? You remember?
It was the place with the fried clams,
Howard
right?
Johnson's.
Howard Johnson. Like,
isn't that a hotel? What is this? A restaurant from a hotel?
That was a chain place, though, right? Howard Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because the clam, remember?
It was like a, I don't remember what else they had, but,
I can't remember.
It was like a Long John Silver's or something. Did it have like a bunch of,
I don't remember, man.
Stuff?
All I remember is the clams.
Huh.
Yep.
Clams,
Casa Escobar was there. And then the Bob's Big Boy went in, remember? Everybody thought was going to be the shiznit.
Yeah. I wonder if it's still there.
I need to look. The other thing that was... you brought it up a few days ago, remember, where you talked about, oh, we're going to step it up tonight. Gilhooly's.
Gilhooly's,
blue cheeseburger.
Blue cheeseburger and the onion... soup or whatever it is.
Nice.
That was big time.
God, what else was in that store or in that place?
Fancy occasion. Well, you know, I was thinking the other day, hot dog on a stick.
Yeah, yeah.
Do those places still exist?
Valencia Mall, because every time guys bring up what we're going to have for lunch and nobody can decide, I'm like, let's go to hot dog on a stick. They don't think it's funny. I do. But get a cheese dog.
Fuck, you don't want a hot. Yeah, you don't want a hot dog. We'll get you a cheese stick. No problem.
I got a pescatarian on my shift, so I'm like, hey, cheese sticks for you. You're good.
Here you go. Do they wear the same uniforms?
Yeah, but it's not like it used to be. Yeah, especially as a dude.
And that. They probably don't make the young female employees like do the thing with the lemonade like they used to. that's probably I'm sure that went to court at some point. Like whose idea was this to have a young girl with short shorts bouncing around on a thing making lemonade in front of the whole thing? Like this is like the precursor to Hooters or something.
That's probably why they sold a lot of hot dogs. Because who's working today? Is it somebody we know from school?
Either that or at the Orange Julius. Classic.
That went under at our mall just this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Just this year?
I held on that long. Every time I walked by, I'm like, how the hell is Orange Julius still around? How many orange whips?
Right. Yeah. More orange whips. I wonder if you can, DoorDash a hot dog on a stick. That would be pretty
cool. Totally be worth it. Damn. I'm going to go just because one day.
Just have a hot dog on a stick.
I'm going to cruise over to Mrs. Fields.
Yeah, nice. My go-to was the Dream Bar. What was I thinking?
Classic.
Yeah. How many calories were in that thing?
One that we recently had because Valentine's Day was just See's Candy. Yeah. I mean, we were talking the other day. Me and Kelly were like, when's the last time you've been in a See's Candy store? Right. So we had it shipped to the house, just like everything else. But I was remembering how I'm like, I remember we used to go to See's Candy. We used to get either the butterscotch suckers, Yeah, or I would always get, if we picked out one thing, I'd always get that, those three long, flat, I guess, Amanoroka-ish type sticks, because I thought I was winning because I was getting three in one little thing.
Yeah. Oh, one thing, yeah, you say, huh?
Three.
You know what's funny is around the holidays or whatever, everybody gets a box of C's. Every time I open a box of C's and I see those like stick things, yeah, I think of you. It's like, yeah, oh, these are for Mark.
Those are my thing, man. I don't even know what the hell they're called, but
yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Nice.
The hard gets stuck in your teeth and they snap. Terrible.
I mean, we had a full movie theater at ours too.
Yeah. God, I wonder if that's still there. Yeah, I wonder. I mean, all across the country, I bet whatever our mall looked like, I bet it was pretty much the same. Same store, same general thing. All movie theater, fucking hot dog on a stick or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. That was good times. We spent a lot of time there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, now there's no reason to go to a place like that because you can order everything online. Christmas gifts, everything. It kind of screws things up a tiny bit. Way better on time saving, for sure. To not do that. But it does take out a slight element, I think, of holiday shopping. But, you know,
And
I don't know. Do you miss it or not? I'm not sure.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I don't miss the, I don't miss the like fighting for a parking spot and like elbowing your way through like the crowded moments or whatever. But, I mean, you grow up a certain way and you definitely at times miss that feeling or the nostalgia of it. But I think you're right. I think when the little one is around and, pushing a stroller, I think just going to a mall and doing that is probably the next time I will go to a regular mall, and I'll just do it because, you know, I'll probably go to the Eagle Rock Mall, do a few laps and, reminisce.
Like, let's go just check it out because we can.
Yeah. Right.
Somebody showed, like I said, all these 80s Instagram things pop up and there's so many, they're just awesome. But one of them was talking about the stores in a mall, and they're talking about a toy store. They're talking about KB Toys. I'm like, definitely. That's true.
KB Toy Store. You know, they had, obviously Toys R Us was a big thing, and those not that long ago, those went under. But now they're in like Macy's stores. Yeah. So there's a Macy's like a few blocks away from us. And you go down, it's like in the basement level or whatever. You go down there and it's like kind of a half Toys R Us down there. You know, it's got the Jeffrey giraffe and all of that stuff. And all the Toys R Us branding is there. So like, man, that's kind of cool.
See, that would be worth it to me. Because remember when we wanted to go to Toys R Us, it was a big deal because we had to go all the way to Burbank.
And right.
All we wanted was to get a new Nintendo game. And I'm trying to think of the karate one, the brothers one. God, it was two brothers that were like in the streets doing karate. Double Dragon. Remember what? I saw it on another thing. I'm like, yes.
Oh, man. Double Dragon.
Awesome. It was just cool to see the graphics and everything again. But just to remember, like, oh, yeah, it was a big deal to go get that.
So, right.
Anyways, I think we beat it up. It's funny. But the old mall. So funny.
The old mall, yeah.
So we, what else on that? Anything?
Well, if we've exhausted the mall topic,
we're heading out to the parking lot because our legs are so tired from walking the mall.
Escorted out. I wanted to revisit something we were talking about last episode. You had asked me a question about basically raising a kid, ideas that I had, things that I wanted to impart, things that I wanted to pass on. And when you brought it up, like, I understood the question, but the only thing I really came up with was wanting to, like, raise a good person, you know? But I think your question was a little more detailed than that. So I spent some time thinking about it this past week, and there's a few things that I thought about that I would love to instill in a child. And I'm curious, like, based on your experience, like, how much influence do you think you have over these sorts of things? So one of them was, I would love to foster, create curiosity, like a child who's curious about things, you know, and who eventually becomes hopefully like a curious young adult as well, you know? Because I think we were both pretty curious, like, how do things work? How do you explain this? Or, you know, when things were introduced to us, we wanted to learn more about it or whatever. But I mean, can you foster that sort of thing? Are those like inherent personality traits?
I don't know. That's a good question. I think anything that you want to foster or you find important, you have to bring it up a lot. Because it's going to fall on deaf ears for a long time. I mean, I can't even get my kids to do everything that I want them to do in one day, just to get ready to go to school, come home, get their stuff ready for sports. It's like a two-faceted thing. It's like, did you fill up your water? Did you do this? Oh, no. Jeez. Oh, I forgot this. You know, you're just trying to teach them how to be responsible. That's one.
Right.
But I think anything that you want, you have to show them. And if you don't, somebody else is going to. Whether it's social media or a friend or whatever. But yeah, I mean, I still have that. I think that's inherent in certain people based on certain things. Like, I'm curious about certain things, and other things I probably don't even give it two thoughts. But you mean, like, would that be similar to just wanting them to ask questions? Yeah.
Yeah, well, definitely. Yeah. Okay. Or just, I mean, you know, there's certain people who, you know, you present like an idea to them or, you know, whatever. And that's just like kind of you can take it or leave it. But there's other people who want to know why things are a certain way or maybe get a little more detailed on things.
I think I have an example for you. So I think it's personality now that we talk about it and I think about it.
Okay.
Because two things. One, today, it happened today. Half of it happened today. So I had Riley, our youngest, in the car. I'm driving her to a sleepover dinner thing, and it's just me and her in the car. She's in the front seat. And you find it weird to, like, hey, I get to ask my kid, like, other than, how was your day at school? And, you know, they're at that age now where you're like, what do you think you want to be? And you start talking about things like that.
Huh.
But it was kind of quiet for a minute or so. We're just listening to music. And out of nowhere, she's like, she just asked me, is it hard to drive? I'm like, what? What do you mean? Like, is it tough? Uh-oh. She goes, yeah, like, how is it weird when you go this fast versus this fast? And how do you do this? So she's curiously asking questions. I'm like, well, all right, let's run with this. So, dad moment where you're like, yeah, see right here, you got to give yourself distance. And that's why you're not on your phone, because things can happen in a split second and, you know, things like that. So I'm teaching her that. And we have this 5-minute drive to her friend's house. I go, well, that's cool. That's curiosity, because I didn't bring it up. And obviously they watch. Mm-hmm. She watches everything that people do, and she learns a lot by just watching. But then I have the other extreme, the other side, which I think is a personality trait, which is Reagan, our oldest one. She just turned 13. I'll joke with her and be like, oh, you want to drive? Like, she's going to drive to her friend's house or whatever when I'm with her. She, oh, yeah. I'm like, yeah, no, not yet, not yet. She goes, no, I'm a good driver. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, I'm a good driver. I already know how to drive. You already know how to drive. Yeah, I play my little car driving game on my phone. I'm like, okay. So, yeah, I'm like, I already know it all, and you have curiosity. You know, so I guess is inherent, because I don't bring it up to him. I like might set the table with joking around with a question, but actually I did bring up that question. I said it to Riley today before we got in the car. I'm like, hey, you want to drive? Oh, yeah. And then I'm like, just get in the car. I'm just kidding. And it took us 10 minutes of driving, and then 10 minutes into the drive, she brings it up. Or Reagan would be like, yeah, let me have the keys. I already know what I'm doing. And she'd take off and take out a tree right away and be like, something wrong with this car. Yeah.
That exactly. Tree shouldn't have been there.
So, yeah.
That's, yeah, maybe that's a firstborn trait. Yeah,
like, you already know it?
Well, maybe it's just a level of that's confidence true. That's different. True. I don't know.
So maybe that's a somewhat of an example. So I definitely think personality. I think all this stuff is personality initially. And then you also can influence or mold some of that by what you say, negative or positive, and what you value and what you emphasize.
Yeah, I guess that the value and emphasize thing was leading me to two other things that I was going to suggest. And one is... someone who values reading, but I guess, I mean, the value of the reading part probably really means values learning.
Yeah, but you know? Would you be cool with them reading and a then, book of, look at all the cool fiction books that we read as kids.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Give them a choose your own adventure book and see what happens. Those were the shiznit, right?
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, do your girls read regularly? Like physical books?
Yeah, physical like
online
books.
Stuff.
One, mostly they read what they do actually a lot of reading in school as far as book assignments. Maybe not in fifth grade where my youngest is, but I don't see them. They're not one of those kids that, hey, I'm going to go up to my room and read a book.
Okay.
I think I'm going to push them to that more like summertime. And when we have these long breaks, I always push the reading thing. Enough to where I've even crossed my mind to where I say, like, the TV's off. I mean, the TV's not on a bunch in our house, but just to say, like, that would be the thing. Turn off TV and everybody reads. Like, Kelly reads a lot. I like to read. And so you have a sit-down time where you're like, hey, everybody's going to read for a half hour. I don't care what it is. It's like, you know, sounds good in theory. I don't always execute it. But on those days where you know that they're home, for weeks on end, you know, Christmas time or summer, definitely push the reading. Mm-hmm.
I wonder if there's a potential backlash if you do the like, okay, we're going to turn off the devices and we're going to sit here and read for 30 or 40 minutes. I wonder if certain personalities would be eventually like, oh, I can't stand reading. We did this as a family and it was lame.
There's definitely that possibility, but I think the chances of that happening compared to the more positive outcome is outweighs it. And whatever it becomes your norm that you allow is what's accepted is what the norm is going to be. Like there's absolutely no devices that get brought in at a restaurant or at the kitchen table when we're at home either. Nobody.
Mm. Yeah, that's good.
That's just at least a hard rule for that.
Yeah.
And we're not distracted.
When you are home, do you make it a point to all four of you have dinner together?
Yep. Just like we used to.
Good. Yep.
Yeah.
We definitely did. Yeah, it's funny. We, most times, pretty much every time, Jenny and I will eat in the living room area, basically sitting on the couch with their plates on the coffee table, and the TV's on. But I wouldn't do that. I'd be like, okay, we have a youngin, we're eating at the dining room table, phones off, TV off, and this is family dinner time, you know? I mean, obviously that's obviously years down the line, but the idea is to do it that way.
I mean,
you know,
it is
pretty old school,
but I'll tell you right now, I can do it. Now it's spring training for the Dodgers. If the Dodger game's on, we're eating together. We're all eating together and Dodger game's on in the background. It's because that's something we all love.
Okay.
But you can barely hear it. I turn it down to where it's like just a roar in the background or a rumble in the background. And we have conversation, but it's still on. Because that's cool. We all love that. And I definitely...
Yeah.
That is.
That's a little different.
I don't have a movie on or anything on a normal basis. You know, it's...
Yeah.
Eat dinner. Because it doesn't last long. You know, the kids are done eating in 10 minutes. You know, where you want to sit down and just take your time and enjoy it because you have a hard day at work or whatever. Pretty much that's
because you paid for it.
I think it's learned behavior and what's acceptable to you.
The one of the other things I have is because I love traveling, Jenny loves traveling, is... introducing and just fostering a love of travel.
Yep, for sure.
Yeah. And I know you guys have traveled to some interesting places. And I mean, obviously this is older too. It's like, you know, if you're traveling with a 2-year-old, it's, I don't know. I mean, maybe that stuff gets, absorbed subconsciously or whatever, but I'm not sure if they're really going to get it until
age. To go on some of the bigger trips so that they would at least partially remember it. Like, wasn't necessarily, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, but I wouldn't plan on a Hawaii trip with a 1-year-old. You know, just if that was my sole child, I'd be like, oh, I'll give us some time and we'll go as a big family and it'll be a little easier for you. And they'll remember partially some of it. So, but that's just my opinion.
What was the first big trip?
Oh, we've gone camping since they were 6 months old. Big trip that we took them to Hawaii, and then they've gone to New York.
Yeah,
we've gone to Hawaii a couple times. New York, and we're going to go on this cruise in a month. That'll be a massive, major one because we. We're leaving at 1 a.m. and taking a red eye, and we're in Florida that we haven't been on a cruise for a week, come back to an airboat tour, and it's like, cool, that's fun.
That's going to be great. Hawaii was
their first big trip when they were, that was 2019. So.
Okay. Yeah so pretty recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. So the last thing under this topic is fostering an appreciation or a lifestyle that's healthy, just focusing on health. And the reason I say that is like, I think culturally there's like a huge emphasis on health nowadays that like when we were younger, I don't think was really a thing, you know, there's certainly not like the alternative stuff like spas and all of these things that seem to be on like every corner. But, I don't know. I mean, I guess you can push it too far, but I'd imagine if your kids are like just normal, healthy, play sports or whatever, you don't have to make it a big deal because they're just doing it that way. But I would like her to grow up with an appreciation of kind of like leading a healthy lifestyle.
For sure.
You know, or at least considering it, you know, because I don't think, you know, I don't know at what age, like, kids actually exercise and do that sort of thing. I mean, it's probably part of, like, being on a sports team or something.
Yeah, for organized stuff. But, I mean, they're going to be burning calories like crazy running around playing. So that's partially where you make them do that, you know? No devices or... Devices are okay, but it can't be all day.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's going to be tough with the food because of our whole culture. Like, going out to dinner and stuff is like, okay, yeah, you can have a grilled cheese. Okay, a grilled cheese. Okay, a cheese pizza. Okay, French fries. Okay.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to say we don't do that because we do. But it's not to excess. You know?
And it's not like you say, like, well, nope, we're going to opt to not give you the cheese pizza or the French fries, and you're going to enjoy the salad. Like,
true.
The kid.
But I think, like, there's certain things that I'm like, oh, I wish maybe I would have done it earlier, like you said, and make it their common practice. So, you know, you're never going to be 100% 100% of the time as a parent. You're trying to figure it out as you go.
You mean like what specifically? Yeah, we'll say like a salad, diet, but, or
okay. What if I had introduced them to salad or something, or that when they were 3 or 2, versus hey, you got the mac and cheese. Hey, you got this. You got the grilled cheese. That's
chicken fingers. They don't even like those that much.
Nah.
Oh, really?
But you know, just a staple. You know, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just controlling and trying to show them what a good decision is, because you have to look at it as blank slate. Yes, they have their innate characters and they have their personality and all that, but a lot is determined by their influences and what you make as a priority, what's acceptable within reason, right? You can't be like, oh, we're going to make all our clothes. What? It's probably not going to go over great, you know, even though it's not, you look at it now and go, dude, whatever. Now I'm happy when people are like, those are cool pants. You're like, yeah, $15, Sam's Club. You know, when we were younger, like we were talking earlier, we're talking about $100 Jordans that are $200 and $300 now, if not more.
Right.
You just have to show them what's important. There is a constant battle, man, to try to, you're constantly struggling, it seems like, keeping up with the Joneses if you succumb to that pressure, which don't.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, we all do, right? Because everybody's got an iPhone. A lot of people got an iWatch. And
right.
Whatever it might be. But that's okay, though. I mean, you still have to enjoy nice stuff if you can make it work. Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. No, I'm not talking about being, like a Luddite or you know, no technology and like only eating alfalfa sprouts and wheatgrass or something. I just mean like, and this is probably much later on down the line as well, obviously, but just, having an appreciation for leading a healthy life or whatever.
A lot of it's going to have to come from you though, because kids don't understand food.
Yeah.
They're so new. So if you told them, there's protein in this mac and cheese, and you just lied to them and told them that, then they'd be like, all right, I'm eating it. And then, you're like,
yep, protein.
No. So it's definitely a lot of explaining.
Yeah. So I guess, I say all of this stuff now, but I'm sure when it, when the rubber hits the road or whatever, I'm sure it's a little difficult to keep the discipline and keep the strategy going, you know?
You're not eating out 3 meals a day every week. That's okay to enjoy it a little bit. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, definitely. And it's not, I'm certainly not a stickler with that sort of thing in my personal life. You go out to a nice dinner or whatever and you enjoy it, or you're traveling, you're going to enjoy some nice stuff, but just, just a general sense of, an appreciation for health that I don't think I ever really had as a kid, you know, I never thought about that stuff.
Exactly.
So, and I wonder if just having a reasonable appreciation for it young, if that, you know, sets up for more success later on down the line, sure. That's all.
Any foundation you can lay early is good and reinforce by constantly bringing it up.
Right. Yeah, and since I'm going to be an old dad, I got to focus on health even more.
Get down the dream bar.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh,
wheat grass for me.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, healthy choices. It's probably good for all of us. Well, we know it's good for all of us. Good. Well, good. I mean, that's cool.
Whether or not we do eventually it is the question.
Well, that's good stuff. I'm trying to think. So good thing I'm going back and revisiting it and adding to your answer. I like it. It's cool. Perfect.
Yeah, it's a good question. Oh, I thought about it all week. So
I got other things to do. I can't even think about this.
I've got dog videos to watch on Instagram.
Oh man, you're eating my dog video time. Well, cool. I think we did pretty good this time. Right on.
Yeah, man. We're at the 90-minute mark.
Okay, cool.
That seems to
be kind
of the sweet spot. Sounds good.
I just want to bring up one more thing for peeps that are listening. I know it's early, but our plan of phasing this thing out is not just to hear ourselves talk, but to bring on some other friends and guests and people that have interests similar or have something that they want to talk about. I don't know about you, but I'm not too opposed to anybody that wants to come on here and talk. And then if they got something that they like to push or a product or a business, I mean, that we'll discuss that and see where it goes. But it's a platform for that as well.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Anything add to the nostalgia that we've talked about, or like you say, have a something in their life they want to talk about, reminisce, any sort of event that they're promoting as well, you know, or if they just want to shoot the shit with us because it's been a few years.
Cool. Heck yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, for sure. And we'd love to hear people's accomplishments and see where they're going in life and things they're shooting for. And if there's any way that we can help by pushing it out on a platform, then I'm open to that as well. So get in contact with us. The email is down in the bottom of the show notes. That's there along with the Instagram handle. And if you have any suggestions, please either Instagram message or send us an email. Tell us some goods and bads and some direction that you can help us with. Otherwise, you're going to get more of the same in the future. No.
Which isn't necessarily bad.
I just like to give people the option to tell us we're honked up. Nobody wants to know about what's behind the beads at Video 808. But secretly, they do. And somebody's going to try to look.
Yeah, everybody totally. Curious about it.
Nice. I like it.
Yeah.
Well, right on, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Keeps leading to other good things. And then we're just soon we're going to know how everything is with your baby. And we'll enjoy this weekend when we get together for a little baby shower. Awesome.
That's right.
Yeah, hell yeah. Awesome.
Right, man. Look forward to it. Appreciate it.
We take care and I'll see you in the parking lot. Oh, I mean, in a couple days, and then we'll catch up on this and we'll put together another show.
Meet you by the flagpole after school.
Behind the liquor store, remember? Yeah.
That was
get
the
those
place,
little limone packets. Remember that? Yeah. Those salty limone packets. Like, why the hell do we do? One more thing.
Yeah.
Speaking of the stuff, I keep thinking of all this nostalgia stuff. Yep. Somebody at work the other day had a plastic Snapple in the fridge. I was like, dude, Snapple. That was like crazy. That was so popular. Right. I don't even know if I see it anymore, but this, obviously it's somewhere. But I go, a plastic bottle? This sucks. There was nothing better than the glass one where you made when you opened it. and it made the snap sound, and then you had to take the thing in your thumb and snap it a few more times, just the lid.
Right. Little crinkly thing, yeah.
Anyways.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, they had some good flavors. They had just like the regular tea with lemon or whatever, but they had some like super off-the-wall, like strawberry, kiwi crap, you know?
Nothing but pure things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolute sugar.
Perfect. One last thing that popped into my head before we shut it down.
Yeah.
Snapple. Yeah.
Snapple. That's awesome. A
90s thing, maybe. So. Yeah. Right on.
Yeah.
All right, man. Talk to you.
All right, man.
Peace. Okay.
All right. See you soon.